have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song. Play it, sing it, all hail Biafra. All hail Biafra.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we are welcoming you to hopefully another exciting edition of the News Hour, coming to you live and direct from the studios of Radio Biafra here in London on this very day, the 13th day of December in the year of our Lord 2013, the very last month in the official existence of the Zoological Republic. We are welcoming you. We say good morning, we say good afternoon here, we say good evening, and we say good morning, or even good night to some of you. Because this is Radio Biafra, the community, the clan, the kindred, the hamster that you're in. We are welcoming you. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you live and direct. And as always, please, we ask you to get your pen and paper ready. Tell all those around you, tell your friends, tell your family members, even tell our enemies as well. Tell them they can get us by going to www.radiobiafra.co. Tell them they can get us if they go to www.peopleofbiafra.org. Tell them they will receive Radio Biafra if they go to www.indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. Or please, you can download Radio Biafra app. Tell people around you to download it, please. It is on Android Market, it's on BlackBerry, and we are also on iTunes as well, which means we are compatible with every device operating on the Apple platform. This is Radio Biafra. If you have a smartphone, if you have a laptop, if you have a mainframe computer, anything you have, including a tablet, as long as your device is internet enabled, you ought and should receive Radio Biafra. We are welcoming you, and the barrister is here with me. We are here to do one work and one work alone. We are here to do only one single job, and that is to seek the unadulterated, the uncompromising restoration of the sovereignty of the Republic of Biafra. That is why we exist. God knows that is why even we are born. I have said to my parents, I said to my dad, the only reason why you married my mother, why I was given birth to, is so that I can serve Biafra. That is my singular purpose in life. And heaven knows that is what I'm doing. And so is Barrister Mamezu. So also is Uche Mefo. I put Iketukwe Nyago in that bracket. So also is Carol Monday, our dear sister Rita Nebuoko, Ngozi Madu, and all the rest of you. We welcome you. This is Radio Biafra. Barrister Mamezu, you will welcome these people. They are Biafrans. They are the indigenous people of Biafra answering to Biafrans in every country where they find themselves in. Please acknowledge them.
Thank you, Director, and good evening to all of you, wherever you are, fellow Biafrans, friends of Biafra, and those who have the interest of Biafra at heart. We are here once again today to talk about how to restore Biafra. God is our witness, and that is what we do, and that is what we are going to do. We employ all of you to join us, friends, wherever you are, congregate around, and discuss with us. We need suggestions. We want ideas. We want way out of the imprisonment, out of the slavery, out of the victimization, out of the amalgamation, out of the problem we've been put into, putting everybody together, Hausa, Igbo, Yoruba. It has never worked for us for the past how many years? Our people are dying on a daily basis due to amalgamation. How long shall we stand aside and watch while our people are being killed in the north? Churches are being burned in the north, but the northerners are coming to the east and building their churches. This is what we want to stop, and this is what we'll do. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that, Barrister. Thank you very, very much that this is Radio Biafra. We are here to ensure, as I said previously, the unadulterated, unequivocal restoration of our sovereignty. That is the only reason why we exist. If you hear Biafra too often, if you're concerned about the fact that we are a one-issue radio station, please do realize that we make no apologies for it. We are not apologizing to anybody. We are not pleading with you. Because when Frederick Lugard came to the zoo, nobody gave him permission to do so. He did not go to a court to establish the legitimacy of his conquering will. He came, he saw, and he conquered. And behold, today, instead of being known as a Biafran, I am called a Nigerian, which goes against the grain of everything humanity is meant to stand for. The creation of the Republic of Nigeria is a crime against humanity and a crime against God. Nigeria is illegal, and that illegality is coming to an end on the midnight of the 31st of December of this very year. Heaven knows that come the 1st of January, the zoo, the process that will lead to the precipitous destruction of the zoo shall commence. Nigeria must come to an end. It will be destroyed completely if they refuse to let us go. That is why, in order for us to accomplish this very noble act, in order for us to sustain and make sure that the will of God is not only evidenced in the life of man, that Biafra is restored, we must make sure that we are whiter than white, and whiter than snow at all times. That this radio, Biafra, must and should remain incorruptible. We are beyond reproach. We are beyond corruption. We are not going to retreat. And we can never surrender. It is either we get Biafra, God knows, or we die trying to get Biafra. Biafra is the only thing worth pursuing in life. Every other thing is immaterial. I cannot be born, and I cannot die a slave. I was born a free man. Most people listening were born as slaves. I was born a free human being, and I am going to die as a free person as well. The gates of Nigeria shall not prevail over me. Everything wrong with that zoo cannot impinge, cannot infringe, cannot determine my destiny. My destiny is Biafra, and nothing is going to stop it. We welcome you once again. We run an interactive program. Radio Biafra is listened to all over the world. This evening, people shall call us from everywhere on this planet, because nobody does radio the way we do it. We are not orthodox. We are not conventional. We are Biafrans. And Chukwu Abiyama is with us, upon whom every glory must and should always belong to. This is Radio Biafra. The number to call us on is +44 78 31 308 376. I must repeat this number, please. It is +44 78 31 308 376. There is one distinguishing factor, or one element, or one variable that marks you out as a Biafran. You must remain without fear in the presence of your enemies. Once you entertain fear, you have lost. We must be fearless in battle, because we are going to take what belongs to us. We are proceeding this evening to bring you the news headlines and accompanying news summary. A lot has been happening. A lot has happened. And it is incumbent upon us to bring it to the awareness, to the attention, to the knowledge, to the understanding of a global audience. Because we are Radio Biafra, the same way that we dissect the news, no other person can. What we bring to you on Radio Biafra, how we treat and handle news, no other major broadcaster in the world does it. And we must remind you that today you can go to Google and you can translate any language into Igbo language. Any language at all. That goes to show you that the work you are doing is not in vain. Ever since this radio station came, the word Biafra and Igbo has jumped up to where the rest are. And that is the promise we made to our people. So every contribution you make, everything that you do towards the sustenance and support of this radio station goes back into uplifting the name of where you come from. Before we came, was there any translation of Igbo on Google? The answer is no. Now that we are here, now that Chukwu Abiyama has determined that we should come, lo and behold, not only is Microsoft accepting Biafra as a proper noun, even today, Google itself. You can now translate any language into Igbo. How dare people say that we are not effective? How dare they say we are not potent? We are formidable because we are Radio Biafra. We must go on to bring you the news this evening, the headlines with the news summary as well. We are reporting that 3 people were killed, 18 houses burnt in Cross River community over village head scuffle. People are scrambling like white blood cells in the body without any foreign body to attack. When there is no enemy to fight, you look in water and start killing yourself. This nonsense is happening in Cross River State. It happened in Mbise. Even in my own village, every time a village head comes up, something atrocious, something abominable begins to happen. We are reporting that 3 has been killed, 18 houses burnt in Cross River community over village head. Obasanjo's letter is a tale told by an idiot full of sound and fury, signifying an end to Nigeria. That is how we read the letter from the baboon himself to President Goodluck Jonathan, that Nigeria is indeed finished. It cannot be resurrected. We are also bringing to your attention that 2015, according to Obasanjo, that Jonathan is arming killers. They took Asare Dokobo, and at the orders of the president, he was released. And because of that, the Yorubas, as conspiratorial as ever, is now alleging and claiming that President Goodluck Jonathan is now arming militants from that very part of Biafraland. Ndibo endorsed referendum for confab resolution as others are preparing for the complete annihilation of the zoo. We are talking about referendum. We are also bringing to your attention that Femi Falana is saying that President Jonathan is a student of Obasanjo. So basically what Jonathan is doing is what he learned from Obasanjo. Jai's Bank Managing Director is saying that corruption is the biggest problem in Nigeria. Even a child still in the womb knows that. This is not something you tell people. Corruption. Why can't corruption be the problem? When there are monkeys let loose where there are bunches of banana, what do you expect? Of course, they will steal it. Central Bank of Nigeria breaks their silence on alleged missing 22 billion oil revenue. The other day was 49 billion. Today is another 22 billion. So much billion, it makes your head spin. They are warning against politicization, whatever grammar that is. I have never come across such nonsense in English language. When a Hausa person speaks English, I begin to worry. Ohanaeze Southwest launches 100 million education fund. Have you heard of this one before, barrister? Ohanaeze in the South. What is that supposed to be? Ohanaeze in Southwest. We must proceed to bring you the news in detail. 3 persons have been reportedly killed and 18 houses burned over the struggle for the village headship of Ofodua Adun community in Obubura local government area of Cross River State. Besides, over 30 persons were said to have sustained injuries with their properties destroyed just as farmlands and crops worth hundreds of thousands of naira were destroyed, according to Daily Sun. An investigation revealed that the 2 communities of Eva Egbe and Eva Egba of Ofodua Adun has been locked on a succession battle in the last 3 decades, leading to alleged incessant attacks on attacks on Eva Egbe by Eva Egba natives, while the Eva Egbe paternal royal family, among the other four traditional families, claimed to be vested with the exclusive rights to produce the village herb. The Eva Egba and three communities of Eva Enang, Eva Obeteng, and Eva Awonokwe were insisting on rotation of the Ofodua traditional political organization. This development has pitched the warring communities against each other, as well as sowing seed of discord and disharmony between the hitherto two communities. It was learned that the battle over who will take over the traditional stool got to a climax in the penultimate month, when the Eva Igba, Eva Enai, Eva Obeten, and Eva Awonokwe communities allegedly invaded the farmlands of the Eva Egbe family members, destroyed their crops, and attacked the people physically. Hardball feels like signing a dirge, a sad no, this is too much grammar. I don't want to speak too much grammar. Radio Biafra, please. We are reporting today that Good Luck Jonathan is feeling the strain of the accusations leveled against him by Obasanjo. Obasanjo is saying that he is very upset, and that is this end of the zoo, essentially, as we see it. We cannot go into it because the grammar is too convoluted. We prefer simple English on Radio Biafra. President Good Luck Jonathan is equipping a killer squad ahead of the 2015 elections. Former President Olusegun Obasanjo has alleged no fewer than 1,000 people are said to have been placed on political watch list by Jonathan in a bid to achieve his political ambition, according to the former head of state. The president, Obasanjo alleged, is secretly training snipers and other armed personnel at the same place the late head of state, General Sani Abacha, trained his own killers. In an 18-page letter to the president, dated December the 2nd and titled A Letter of Appeal to President Goodluck Jonathan Before It Is Too Late, Obasanjo accused Jonathan of taking actions that are against the country's interest. Nigeria is bleeding and the hemorrhage must be stopped, Obasanjo wrote in the letter, which the nation learned would have been more acidic but for an associate of his who softened the tone a bit. We must caution that the Nation newspaper is another Yoruba publication owned by Tinubu. So it is no wonder that Jonathan is being attacked from that very front. We must continue to bring you the news that concerned Igbo leaders of thought, whatever that means, led by Professor Ben Nwabueze, has endorsed popular opinion that the outcome of the proposed national conference be subjected to a referendum before it is promulgated into a new constitution for the country. The Igbo leaders said their position was hinged on the premise that many nations of the world that evolved new constitutions towed the referendum process before implementing their new constitutions. Another reason conversed by the Igbo group in favor of a referendum was that it is only logical and a way of democratizing the new constitution, adding that over 85% of countries of the world adopted referendum in bringing into being their constitutions. In an 18-page letter dated December the 2nd, Chief Olusegun Obasanjo accused President Jonathan's administration of incompetence, abuse of office, corruption, and gross mismanagement of resources of the nation. Apart from accusing the regime of celebrating criminality, including drug trafficking, Chief Obasanjo has blamed the regime for the rising wave of impunity, terrorism, and ethno-religious strife in the country. No doubt the allegations which lacerated the controversial letter are weighty. Instead of dismissing the concerns of the letter, the presidency should respond to the allegations raised therein. Seriatim, whatever thing that is. Maybe you tell me what it means by what is seriatim. In particular, the allegation that the federal government is setting up a presidential strike force to carry out terrorist attack on political opponents should not be swept under the carpet. This is a concerted Yoruba move, a very concerted Yoruba attack on the presidency. And they are going to fail, barrister, because we are here to dissect them. And we must continue to protect the president because he's a Biafran. Anywhere Biafran interest is threatened, we shall come in and defend that very person. Managing Director of Jays Bank PLC, Muhammad Nurul Islam, has identified corruption as the biggest obstacle in the way of achieving the country's economic potentials. We must say that this man is not actually from the so-called Nigeria. This man is not. He's an Arab man. This is according to him, Nurul Islam, whatever his name is. He said, if you remove this cankerworm out of Nigeria, the country will rival any nation because we have all it takes to be a great nation. speaking in a keynote lecture at a one-day forum of the Finance Correspondents Association of Nigeria, FICAN, in Abuja, which has as its theme Nigeria economy 50% empty, 50% full. Islam said corruption had often given way to a situation where the wrong people have been given leadership responsibilities. The biggest problem is corruption, he declared, as it is, not only has God blessed us with resources, we also do not face some of the major challenges other countries face. For example, natural calamity and the weather is middle of the course. There are no extremes where Nigeria is situated. So he doesn't understand why there should not be any development. We shall tell him tonight why there isn't any development and can never be. The Central Bank of Nigeria, CBN, yesterday broke its silence on the alleged letter written by its governor, Malamsanusi Lamido Sanusi, to President Goodluck Jonathan on September 25, accusing the Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation, NNPC, of failing to account for $22 billion out of a revenue from crude oil sales between January 2012 and July 2013. The Apex Bank, in a statement issued in Abuja by its director, Corporate Communications, Ugochukwu Eokorafor, neither confirmed nor denied the existence of the said letter, but advised against the politicization of the issue. Below are some of the extracts of the statement. The attention of the Central Bank of Nigeria has been drawn to an emerging public discourse around a letter purportedly written by the governor to His Excellency, the President of Nigeria, Dr. Goodluck Ebele Jonathan, expressing concern over non-remittance of oil revenues by the Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation. The Central Bank of Nigeria will neither confirm, this is a country, we must make this very clear, Barrister, that the Central Bank of Nigeria will neither confirm nor deny the existence of such a letter. And these are the people serving the public. It's amazing. Amazing. They cannot, oh my dear Lord, they cannot confirm nor deny the existence of such a letter and consider any discussion by it on the allegation to be inappropriate, only in the zoo. This is Radio Biafra. This is the news headlines we are bringing to you this very day. I am being corrected that we are not yet on BlackBerry, but there is a way to get our app to work on BlackBerry. So it means the same thing. It can work on BlackBerry for the museum on BlackBerry, regardless of how you get it. Even if you swim to the bottom of the ocean to get it to work on BlackBerry, it means you are on BlackBerry. That's what it means. It only means you cannot get it on BlackBerry App Store, but there are ways to do it. And we must continue to educate, to enlighten, to bring to the knowledge of our people how you can get your BlackBerry to accept Radio Biafra app on it. That is what we are doing. People are saying that they cannot connect. If you cannot connect, please go. There are three listening posts, please. One is radiobiafra.co, our main website. We have peopleofbiafra.org, people of Biafra, all one word, .org, O-R-G. We have indigenouspeopleofbiafra.org. We also have our app as well. We have Radio Biafra app. Download it on Android. Download it on iTunes. There is a way you can get it to play on BlackBerry. Iketiko Enyago and the team should be able to guide you on it. And this is Radio Biafra on this very day, the 13th day of December in the year of our Lord 2013. Barrister Mamesu is here with me. Barrister, please, you may proceed to give us your views, your opinion, your perspectives as to what we are bringing this evening, please, from London at least.
Thank you, Director, for the news well read, excellently presented. Now, going to do some dissection and explanation and also analysis on what has been written. And of course, here on Radio Biafra, we make things easier for everybody to understand. We don't paper over issues. We don't cover it. We expose it. We put some touches on it. And we make you understand it the way it ought to be, because we are here to get Biafra. And for us to get Biafra, we have to tell you all the corruptions going on in the name and in the zoo called Nigeria. And this is where they want all of us to belong to. And this is where they are trying to renew after 100 years of nothingness. They are trying to renew the old, spoiled, non-supportive government that lasted all this long. But this point in time, we shall not allow it to carry on. First of all, 2 days ago, we are talking about $49.8 billion. We are not talking in Naira. $49.8 billion missing. That was 2 days ago. Now today, $22 billion missing. And we are talking about infrastructure. We are talking about electricity we don't have. We are talking about good roads, bridges, even where the oil is being obtained. There are no bridges. There are no good roads to get to that oil. They fly via helicopter into the land of those where the oil is being brought out. And we are talking about extending Nigeria, the old city that breeds corrupted men and women. We want it to carry on. In total, $71.9 billion that could help young boys and girls for their education. It was only a few days ago, was it yesterday, that they decided to go back to teaching students after nearly 10 months of strike. But the Northerners are giving their own people the opportunity to travel abroad to go and study. While everybody in the Biafra land, they haven't got the opportunity. We are in one Nigeria. This Islam of a man, as director put it, is not a Nigerian. Of course, we know that they have the answer names wherever they were born. Telling us about corruption. Why didn't he say this when Babangida was there? Babangida took our oil money. Instead of repairing all the refineries in Biafra land, where he got the oil from, he went to Ivory Coast, built a brand new oil refinery. He takes our oil there, he refines it, he sells it back to the Nigerian people. Can you see? He's a corrupted man. But nobody pointed any corruption. The Hausa, Yoruba, Fulani, Boko Haram are telling us that Goodluck is the only corrupted. How long has Goodluck been in that office? Barely 3 years. Obasanjo has been there how many times? Nearly three good times. Obasanjo was the first corrupted leader Nigeria has ever known. The Yorubas will always cover their own people. This is why we always tell them about their hypocrisy, about the way they always cover their own people. But whenever it comes to Biafra, Yorubas will dissect it because they got the media. Unfortunately, Radio Biafra is here to turn their stories upside down. We will no longer stand the Yoruba corrupted media only say things when it does not favor them. Obasanjo is now telling Goodluck Jonathan that he's breeding killers. Obasanjo, just say that you did not say that. It was 1999 in June. Obasanjo sent the military on armed men in Bayelsa, June 1999. Obasanjo, in case you forgot, you killed men, women, young boys and girls, and the military raped them. You've not been queried about that up to today. But we haven't forgotten because it's in the history book. You are sounding like a good boy. Obasanjo, unfortunately, I was reading what was written on Facebook today. Obasanjo is a killer, he's a striker. Now, he can no longer move Goodluck Jonathan. He resorted into letter writing. The Igbo people will call it Obamba Wanyi Ejiteremba. Obasanjo has no more power over the man he put on the seat. He thinks that every time he regulate and promulgate and then tune on and tune off. Goodluck Jonathan is now a bigger guy. Obasanjo has retorted into letter writing, and I know Goodluck Jonathan would not reply him because he has resorted into insult because he wants Jonathan to get off the seat where he sat on three different occasions. Goodluck Jonathan has been there once. He was there when he was with Yaradua, and he's got the mandate of the people to do his service. He has not even finished. The Northerners are giving him, telling him APC was giving him how he should write a resignation letter. This is somebody who has not even finished his tenure of office. They are terrorizing him simply because he is a Biafran. Goodluck Jonathan is a Biafran. Let all the leaders know. Babangida was there for how many years and how long? Abacha was there. The Northerners has been in that post put together for more than 38 years, and Obasanjo completed the rest. How long has Goodluck Jonathan been there? And everybody is hurrying him. And of course, being a Biafran, Biafra will support Goodluck Jonathan to sit there and decide how that
zoo will be divided, because that Nigeria will end on the 31st of December this particular year. How many days left? How many weeks left? Nigeria can never continue its previous existence, because the legality put together by Lugard is ending. Once it ends on the 31st, it's no longer a legal entity. Anybody can decide to do whatever they want to do with the zoo. It does not exist anymore. And any attempt by any group of people to put that zoo that has killed the Biafrans in mass, any attempt to put it together again, then of course the rest will be between you and the entire Biafrans, because we can no longer accept a certificate for more killings of Biafrans, for more rapes of our women, for more beheading of our men and women. We cannot accept unemployment. You have to be a Hausa man to be in power. You have to be a Yoruba man to be in power. If your name is not Olusegun, if your name is not Kunle, if your name is not Abacha or Sani or Babangida, you don't get employment. Those who haven't got the education are the ones who are ruling the entire zoo. The mighty has fallen. No wonder the British connived to put the Biafrans down so that we don't get up, so that we don't rise up, so that we don't know what we are doing. It's quite shameful that the Biafrans are here to rise again, and that's what we are doing. We will make sure that nobody will put us into slavery. We will not be marginalized anymore. The amalgamation was a big fault. It was a big error. And we have found this out. That is why it's good to study. It's good to be educated. And that is why we all Biafrans, we are kept for nearly 11 months. Nobody is teaching them anything. But the Northerners are busy giving their men and women scholarships to go abroad and study, while we sit at home, because they know that education is power. For once, let me respect Babangida. He's a very clever man. He knows.
He was clever.
He's a clever man. He says Nigeria is coming to an end, but we should act clever. Sorry, Babangida, while I respect you, there's no more cleverness for you to carry on killing my people. None of you has ever stood up to condemn what you guys, sponsoring Boko Haram, to be killing the Biafrans, and majority of them are Igbos, who are doing trading in your own country. They are going about their own businesses. They are going to their churches. You are burning down the churches, killing them, unarmed people. So, but you come to the eastern land, you come to Owerri land, you go to Akpa Ibom side, you build mosques, you pray for your Allah, but you don't want any of the Christians to go and pray to their God. And our most stupid people who believe in money, taking bribe, allowing their people to die, shame on them. Let me take this issue about the Ohanaeze Ndigbo, or those who are talking about referendum. Why are you referendum now? Referendum should have come about 5 years ago. It should have come before Radio Biafra was established. It should have come when Babangida was there, when Abacha was there, when even Obasanjo was there. But we are now talking about taking Biafra either peacefully, legally, or by force. We are not in referendum. We are not talking about conferencing. We are talking about taking our land. Luga did not do any referendum. How many Eastern people, Biafra land, sign any document to amalgamate with the Hausa, Northern Yoruba, Boko Haram, Fulani? How many of them? Why are you seeking for referendum? Who are you taking permission from? Why are you even going to conference? Of course, the conference was brought about by the Yorubas. When Goodluck says, okay, let's do the conference, the Yorubas are jumping up and down. No, we don't want any more conference. Which way will Obasanjo go? Sorry, OBJ, you've been there before. The time for you to talk and operate the way you used to is over. No corner is a permanent entity. Once you reign, you reign at that particular time. You cannot reign and reign anymore. Your time is over. Goodluck is on seat. He should not even reply you any letter written by you. What Goodluck should do now is decide that Biafra should stand, and they hope Biafra will support Goodluck. Thank you, Director.
Thank you. You have spoken very eloquently and very...
My goodness me, they're saying the voice is not, it's not that. Barrister, I don't know why I depress this all the time. And I keep talking and I've, all those things we said about Yoruba, is not, it didn't go through, you know.
Really?
Yes, my line was down, was depressed. Maybe I need to tie my fingers to stop me pressing buttons all the time. I don't know why. I do apologize. Of course, we are here. It was streaming okay, but for some reason it went down because the button was there. We, of course, thank you very much. The person that sent us a message, we looked on our monitors, it was okay. We do apologize unreservedly. We do apologize unreservedly, please. We do apologize. It is okay. It is okay. We are streaming. It's just that one of our buttons. I should stop touching this thing, please.
There
can be anything. No, not on my hand, God forbid.
Okay.
Yoruba can't touch me on my hand. Never. Maybe they went into the our mixer here to go and try and disturb it. You know they're into jazz. They can do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Although we don't believe it. I don't believe in that type of remote
okay,
nonsense.
Jazz, okay.
This is Radio Biafra. We believe in practicality. We are telling you about one professor, Adegoke, that stole money from Nigeria.
Yes.
They've been stealing from time, Yoruba people. Anybody should go and ask Babangida about Professor Adegoke. I remember very clearly when Babangida came up with the economic blueprint. Babangida was interested in getting the economy of the zoo going. He thought he was working with human beings, not knowing that these are imbeciles. Adegoke told him, I will quadruple the wheat yield so to make Nigeria depend self-sufficient in wheat production. What happened? They gave this man $10 million in those days. I will never forget. Go and ask Babangida. Ask for Professor Adegoke of the University of Ibadan. They will tell you. What did you do with the money?
Squander.
He brought Binta, is it Ronke, to London to do shopping. And that was the money gone. We are asking people this evening, you must tell us what Yorubas have contributed to the economy of the Zoological Republic. What have they contributed? Yorubas must tell us what they have done for us. Nothing, absolutely nothing, only to eat, to steal, to pillage. Biafra land has been bombed. We are asking Jonathan to go and bomb Boko Haram. What is it that happened at Odi that is not happening in the north? Why did Obasanjo bomb Odi and Jonathan doesn't want to go and bomb these people with the fighter jets in the north as well? That is double standards. We are making it very clear today that Jonathan is not going anywhere. The money that sustains the zoo comes from Biafra land. Obasanjo, all the Yoruba newspapers, all the Yoruba journalists, all the, you know, they talk like women, talkatives, Yoruba. You can talk all you like. You can magnify Obasanjo's letter 1 million fold. It makes no difference. Jonathan is the last president of Nigeria. Nigeria is dead in the water. If you don't know what, go and start doing your 419, your fraud outside. Look for who will forge check for you, as Abiola did, and forge check. Look for who you will kill and steal their properties, as Obafemi Awolowo did. As long as you continue to attack Jonathan, the more will continue to expose you. Because Jonathan, in fact, is the only legitimate president they've ever had anywhere. Because he comes from where the resources that keeps all of you that came to London, Yoruba, is from our land that the resources came from. You couldn't afford, can they afford to buy a flight ticket? It's all from oil. Oil money that made life very, very easy for you. Thank you very much. This is Radio Biafra. And our lines will soon open. We are, what is Ohaneze doing in Yoruba land? Ohaneze Southwest. What's the meaning of that?
Referendum. I don't know.
And that of referendum.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody wrote and said we must warn these people. I hope to speak to Ohaneze president anytime soon.
Please do.
We don't want, if they're going to the confab, they should go there and say, if they say, oh, Southeast, what do you have to say? We say Biafra.
That's
only.
That's all.
If you go there to negotiate for Nigeria to be one or to be two or to be three, that you're on your own. You will not come back to our land. You will stay in Abuja and Lagos and join them there and continue to dance in your own stupidity. For us, it's Biafra or nothing. Don't say we didn't tell you. Don't say, in fact, if Microsoft can listen and Google can listen, who are these people not to listen to us?
And the British authority listened. Remember the £3,000 bill?
We crossed it now. We told them, if you bring in 3,000 bond here, then you will come and tell the world who allowed Lugard to come in the first place. Who is Frederick Lugard? Did I give him visa to come to my land? Monya who before? Do I know him? From Adam. He came to our land to turn us into Nigeria after drinking our oil before my mother can come to London. Where I have to pay 3,000. I have to pay to come. When you came there, did you pay anything to come? You not only came, you stole and you killed at the same time. That you want us to be. Of course, they dropped it overnight. This is Radio Biafra. People listen. Because we make sense. We just don't talk about our land. We make a lot of sense. And people listen. That is why we are telling the Chinese government, stop harassing our people. We are going. The only thing you can do is help us to get Biafra by not stopping us. And we come to an empty your prison where we are in China, in Guangzhou for that matter. We empty all the prisons and take our people home. We don't want to be in your country either. We are very proud people. We are the children of the light. We are the land of the rising sun. We are the epicenter of human civilization. Go and check it anywhere. We are the center of the universe. Because we are blessed by no other person than Chukwu Abiyama himself. Chukwu Okike, we call him because he is creation. This is Radio Biafra. Barrister, what else do you have to say before I open the lines for our people, please?
Yes, Director, let me see if I can repeat some of the things I said that when the mixer was probably brought down and they couldn't hear me clearly. I said earlier about the $49.8 billion that was missing. That was 2 days ago,
plus
we are told.
Today.
And now another $22 billion. It's not million. And it's not in Naira.
It's in dollars.
This is in dollars. So when you put it together, you see $71.9 billion. And where is this money coming from? Biafra land.
Where else is it coming
from? And Obasanjo is sitting there telling good luck. Well, if good luck is a foolish man, let him listen. You are deciding what will happen in that land. Good luck. Stay there until you tell us how Biafra should go. And if Nigeria, whatever they want to go, they can go to hell with that name. You will sit there and tell Obasanjo and Babangida. Wasn't it 2 weeks ago Babangida threatened that if he doesn't rule 2015, that Nigeria will burn? I mean, when they come and give all these threats, and the Biafrans will be kept quiet, as if they don't know who we were before. 1967, we were building our own Obuligwe, our own Ojukwu Bucket. And now, this present 21st century, we have gone too far. It's not a war of armored cars anymore. This will be a war of flying saucer. Everybody should take note. You cannot marginalize the Biafrans for how many donkey's years, and you still want the contraption to continue. Sorry, it is ending on the 31st of December. Obasanjo was there, a commander, during Nigerian Biafran War. He exterminated our people, Biafran people. He went to Bayelsa, 1999, kill us again. Directed most of the killings. Now he couldn't do it anymore. He's telling Goodluck Jonathan to sit up or move away. Start telling him he corruption during his seat. How long is Jonathan sitting on that seat that you are now telling him that he's sitting brought corruption?
Did Obasanjo write to Babangida?
No.
Did Obasanjo write to Abacha?
No.
Did Obasanjo write to
Buhari? No.
Did Obasanjo write to Abdul Salami Abubakar?
No.
Do you see how
that's the sheer hypocrisy we're talking about?
Yes.
Wickedness. Because as I say, Goodluck Jonathan should take note. You don't have to come or donate money to Radio Biafra. We don't need your money. We are getting sufficient from our listeners. All we are telling you to do is...
No, we're not sufficient. Before those who hasn't given, we'll tell you that they have enough already.
No, Director, it's not. We're not looking for Goodluck Jonathan to donate.
God forbid.
Thank you.
God forbid.
So what I'm saying is, Jonathan should declare on whose side is it leaning on. The Buhari people will tell you they are supporting Boko Haram. They are not ashamed of it. But Babangida will say the same. Obasanjo will tell you on which side he's leaning on. Why can't Jonathan come and say, Biafrans, I'm on your side? What is he afraid of? They cannot touch him. They cannot kill him. We are on his side. He should sit there and decide. As you rightly put it, Director, he will be the last president of that zoo. Because whichever way they look at it, Biafra is coming. The zoo is ending 31st December. How many weeks to go? Everybody should sit up. And we have put all of you on notice
to know that we have never benefited anything. All we hear is looting of our money. Who was the first loot? It was Umaru Diko. He came, he was pardoned. Buhari has taken his own. Babangida has taken his own. Abacha has taken his own with his Lebanese friends. Obasanjo has taken his own. And all of them, look at what's his name? Tinubu. Tinubu is now opening television here and there. Money laundering.
And 13 bank accounts for money laundering.
With our money. We'd publish his account, was it 3-4 weeks ago? He's got more than 15 accounts. The ones in America and the ones he has here. And now he's laundering his money. But the British people will not stop him. They will not see him. If I go to open an account, it's 5,000. They want to ask me how I got my money. But our wicked senators coming from Nigeria bringing billions. The money belonging to the society, they are bringing it to this country. Looking after these people's economy. But Nigerian economy is starving. And they will not ask, where are you getting the money? But a poor man, 3,000, they want to know where you get it. British people, we thank you for all you have done to us and all you have done against us via Lugard. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. You've spoken very well. This is Barrister Mamezu. And our lines are open. Our lines are open. We shall take the calls as they come in. That this is Radio Biafra. Also, the coordinator's line is also open. They can call us if they wish to do so. That this is Radio Biafra. We are transmitting live and direct from London, where we are based. And we welcome you, all of you, wherever you are on this very planet we call Earth. That this is Radio Biafra. And we must continue to say it. From next year, a lot of things will begin to happen. We need your support. We have many things to do. We have a lot of people to move back down from the north. We need to finish the installation of our transmitter. We need to move our people down from the north. We need to bring them back home. They must come home. They must come home because they are important to us. Our people are important to us, and we must have regard for them. Let's go and take this call. We have a caller on the line. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello, good evening.
Good evening.
This is once again Ikenna Obibi Ekwanungo. I'm calling from Munich, Germany.
Go ahead, the world is listening. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, over and over again in the past, I've tried to lay some criticisms. But this evening, listening to you, I feel very much delighted and proud of the nature of the broadcast you have given this evening. I really feel captivated. So thank you very, very much for that news you gave to the whole world.
Thank you.
In fact, if this Radio Biafra will be used, channeled in the way you have done it this evening, to be honest with you, you are going to garner the support of the entire Igbos, of the entire Biafrans. It is good we use this Radio Biafra to support our president. I like the what people have said about Obasanjo, Umaru Diko. Name them. I so much admire that. So keep it up. With this alone, I have to speak with my friend Fred, who coordinates us here in Germany. I will give him absolute support. And whatever people want us to do here in Germany and the entire Western Europe, we are prepared to do that. Provided that this nature of the broadcast you have given this evening shall be continued without fear. This is what we want. Similarly, a few days ago, I listened to your broadcast, how you condemned outrightly what's his name again? Lagos Governor Fashola.
Yes, of course.
He bought his own bulletproof cars, uh-huh. Two of them.
Yes.
And the Yoruba press did not say anything about that.
Of course.
But for minor things, tell you what I did. They started not shouting words. I felt impressed when you used Radio Biafra to condemn that outrightly. Please keep it up. This is what we want. This is what I've been praying for, that we have to use this type of media to sensitize the Igbos and then fight our enemies. This is how we're going to survive. Thank you once again for this broadcast. I feel impressed.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. Is that correct?
Of course.
Sometimes people will not support us, but sometimes they do. Let us go to the other line. Your name and where you are on coordinator's line. This is Radio Biafra.
Thank you, Director Nnamdi Kanu. My name is Uriah Clifford, and I come from Aranjuemo in Oguta in Biafra land.
Yes. Go ahead, Clifford. And where are you calling from? You must tell us where you're calling from.
Yes, I'm calling from Houston, Texas.
Please go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you, Director. You almost took the words out of my mouth just before the first caller called, in terms of saying that if I put it in Igbo, na ife je ka ime, ihe na aga ime next year. That's the direction of my call. I remember a few days back, you said something about, you know, our people going to be hit very hard from Easter of 2014, right, Director?
Of course, yes.
So I am using this opportunity to talk to all Biafrans listening all over the world, and those even listening in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. The yes. Easter, as I learned, it will be sometime in March. I am using this opportunity to call all Biafrans living in the northern part of that zoo, Nigeria, to come back to Biafra land before Easter. I repeat, all Biafrans living in the north should come back to Biafra land before Easter. I am not going to shed a single tear for any Biafra who did not come back before Easter, and if anything happened to that Biafra.
Yes, Clifford, I'm sorry to cut you short, because we are receiving very serious information that the reason Obasanjo and the APC people that are conniving with Babangida and all the rest of them, they have given the signal to the army to take over. That is the meaning of the letter. That letter was a coded message to prepare the minds of the useless people that call themselves Nigerians for the eventual military takeover from Jonathan. That's what I have done. And we are praying that they bring it on. In other words, before you can do a military coup, you have to assassinate HDK, yes?
Mm-hmm.
You have to kill Jonathan, yes?
Yes.
We are letting the world know.
Yeah.
Everybody. If we catch you there, we'll drown you in the oil barrel itself. That nobody can take over from Jonathan. After Jonathan, that zoo is divided.
Simple.
If they like, let them try us. Nothing is going to save Nigeria. No Jupiter, nobody, not even Satan can save them this time around. Please go ahead. That is the report we are getting, that they are planning military coup in the country. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yes, yes. So I am begging Biafrans all over the northern part of Zulu called Nigeria to please come back before Easter. If you stay here after Easter, whatever happens, you are on your own. And no Biafran, genuine Biafran, will shed a tear for you. Now, going to my second point, because I've just got 2 points. Going to my second point, in relation to what you read a couple of days back about Halliburton and their bribery on the Eastern gas gathering system, what you call EGGS, I want to tell Biafran what happened in 1999 while I was working for an oil company there in Delta State. They had, in the oil business, there is what is called a water cut. Water cut means the percentage of water in a crude oil. This company has been quoting 60% water cut on their crude oil, and that is the basis on which they reconcile the crude produced and account for sales and all that. Now, a Nigerian employee of this company with a PhD in analytical chemistry went to the terminal where they export this crude oil and did a thorough 1 week chemical analysis of the crude oil and found out that the water cut is less than 20%. Meanwhile, the company has been reporting 60% water cut. In other words, if you have, you know, a barrel of crude oil, it means that 60% of that barrel is water and 40% is crude.
My goodness.
What they call water cut.
My God, that is fraud. Fraud of unimaginable proportions. Fraud everywhere.
They've been reporting 60%, and this guy, after doing the research, his analysis found out that it was less than 20% water cut. Do you know what they did to this man? They commended him for his good job and sent him on international assignment in the Netherlands. And he stayed there for 4 years, and there he was retired. Immediately he left for the international assignment, they reverted. They never made
the
finding. That is the analysis. They never made it public. They continue selling at 60% water cut. That is what we have. That is what is going on. That's the thievery, the thuggery that is going on in Biafra land. I thank you, Director, and I wish every Biafran the best, and I also want all Biafrans, wherever you are in the whole world, to call your relation. If you have anybody in the northern part, tell that person to come back before Easter. Anybody staying in the northern part after Easter, I'm sorry. Thank you, Director, and God bless you.
Yes, before you go, Clifford, what is happening to us in the United States? What is the state of our struggle in the U.S.? What is happening to Biafrans in the United States? Are they responding at all or not? Because it's been very quiet from the U.S. on the U.S. front, so to speak. What is happening?
I'm very glad you asked that question. If you remember very, very correctly, somebody called yesterday and said that he was giving the Radio Biafra information. But he didn't reveal the name of the person that gave him that information. But I know who gave him that. And so what I'm trying to say is that we are spreading. We are doing our underground work, spreading. As a matter of fact, in the past couple of days, I've been able to direct some people on how they should use the donate button, you know, to contribute to the struggle. So we are spreading the information. And in a matter of days' time, we are going to have some conversation that will lead to, you know, getting organized and knowing how we can...
How soon can that happen? Because we've been waiting. How soon can that conversation be held? We want to talk about the United States the same way we talk about Malaysia. They say, if not, not Senegal. So we want to know what is happening. The movement in the U.S. has not been is not satisfying. I don't like it. It's very slow. It's very, very slow.
Director, it is given the experience you and I had at the restaurant in that night in Houston. You know what happened. To break through with people in that mindset, to break through with people who are vehemently opposed to your mentioning Biafra, to the point of even breaking bottle and wanting to stab you for talking about Biafra. But we are fearless in the presence of our enemies. So we are having that conversation, and United States of America is coming up in full force.
Thank you very much. That is our coordinator in the United... In fact, our representative in the U.S., Clifford Iranya. We must go to the other Skype line as well to take a call. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the main Skype line and where you are, please. No. No, they are not listening. As this same person called yesterday, he doesn't listen. I don't know what's wrong with him. He calls and he cannot follow very simple instructions. Unbelievable. The, on coordinator's line, give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, I am Emmanuel Nweke Okafor. I'm calling from Thailand.
You're calling from Thailand. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I would like to remind the executive council members of the meeting we are going to take hold on Saturday. However, dates differ and the time differs too. So Australia, of course, is at 12 a.m. on Sunday. London, 12:30 p.m. on Saturday. Israel, 3 p.m. on Saturday. United States of America, Dallas, 7 a.m. on Saturday. Malaysia, 9 p.m. Saturday. Thailand, 8 p.m. Saturday. Biafran land, 12 p.m. Saturday. Ireland, 12 p.m. Saturday. Sweden, 2 p.m. Saturday. Ireland is 2 p.m. Saturday also. So just to remind executive council members that we are having this meeting tomorrow. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. You have spoken very well. Thank you. That is our International Directorate Secretary. That is Dr. Emmanuel Okafor from Thailand. We are everywhere on this planet. That is why we are formidable. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype line. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? No. It's not our line. It's your line. It's not very good. Please, give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are, please.
My name is Chukwudi. I'm calling from Sweden.
You're calling from Sweden. This is Radio Biafra, and we are in London.
Yeah, I just want to comment on what Obasanjo was saying, that Jonathan is training high assassin.
Yes.
You know, our people always say that anybody that is that Obumadi could give him a fairness.
Yes.
So, really, you know, Obasanjo, when he was in as a president of Nigeria in that 8 years, he assassinated not less than 10 strong politicians in Nigeria without any investigation, without any arrest. At least only in Nigeria that someone assassinated the minister of attorney general of the nation.
Yes, my brother, stay where you are, because you're on Skype. Let's take this call. Stay where you are.
Okay.
This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello, my name is Nwachukwu Anago. I'm calling from Salisbury. I'm from Anambra State, anyway, living in United Kingdom.
You're calling from Salisbury. Please go ahead.
I'm calling from Salisbury, yeah. I have some opinion or things I would like to ask. I would like to know about our demonstration, because it haven't come on Radio Biafra for quite some time now. I don't know if we are still planning for it, or we ditched the idea. So I would like to know if it's still on.
You mean the idea of the worldwide demonstration?
Yeah.
We are still going to do it. We said we take it one at a time. We have purchased our transmitter. We need to transport it. We need to mount it. It needs to start talking, so that anything we do here, our people back home will understand. Owasrike spent over 13 years doing awareness. We have gone past that stage. So any awareness we are doing has to be commensurate with the action we are delivering on the ground. We are not going to rally for the sake of it. We are not going to hold a demonstration for the sake of it. Anything we do is specifically designed to advance the struggle. So we want to be in a position to maximize the impact of a global demonstration, which is going to happen. Before we commence our offensive on the ground, it's very important we make this very clear, because our headquarters is going home next year. From Malaysia, we are going back home. Everybody.
I have an opinion. It might not be okay, but it's my personal opinion. I was thinking, because it's taking us time, you know, to prepare for this world rally, for the whole world. I think it will take even more time, but my suggestion is, if we can plan demonstration from those countries who are ready to move on, we can move on, and then others will follow. Because our demonstration is not something that will happen only once. It's something that we will keep moving. We'll keep it on.
My brother, Barrister Mamesi, I'm coming. Please hold on. Barrister is going to respond to you, but before he does, even to get our people to tweet every Tuesday is a problem. Talk less of asking them to come out to demonstrate more than once. Our people have this flash pan mentality. If it's new, they do it. If you ask them to do it 2, 3, 4, they will tell you no. Go and look for something new to do. Please, Barrister, go ahead.
My brother, 1 minute, please. We are not here to be doing demonstration. That is why we want to send the transmitter back home. Once our transmitter is back home in Biafra land, everybody will be involved. Because we cannot be saying something and people at home are doing something else. This is why we want to make it uniformed. We want to make sure that all our people are involved. The reason for Radio Biafra is to create and bring about our freedom. It's not for only people in diaspora to take place or take part. Those people at home must hear what we are doing. That is why the transmitter cost us nearly £100,000, not dollars. Now it's here, we are trying to get it home. And we transport it irrespective of the fact. Was it about 4 or 5 days ago? They told us from Nigeria, the new container must contain this. Everybody must inspect this. All those things will not disturb us. We want to get our transmitter home. Once we get it home and we do a demonstration once and once for all.
Yes.
Somebody who came to your house, out you, and then you want to come back to your house. You want to go to the court to ask the person to come out for you to get into your house. It's disgraceful.
So my mom told me, if you come to our country without any visa, without conference, why are we doing all this rubbish? The Biafrans are not to be resilient, but because of you, our minds have been poisoned. You tell a Biafran man, go do this, he's afraid. Afraid of what? And yet we are dying. I keep saying this. We can only die but once. By the way, when you die, you don't even know that you're dead. So why are you afraid? We are afraid. That is what has been bugging us all these years. Our women, was it 3 weeks ago in Maiduguri? The man said that after eating it, they will spare him. The man ate his wife in front of the wife was killed in front of the man ate his wife. And said that Boko Haram still killed this man. Women have been director. I knew that there will be a military takeover. Remember what I was saying yesterday? I said the most clever thing Goodluck has ever done was to put Hejrika, an Igbo man, in that seat. That is why you enjoy. He enjoys this peace. I knew if the head took a long time.
Of course.
From the Northerners, Biafrans will do the last talk. Thank you, my brother. That's how it will be. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very, very much, my dear brother. That is, Barrister has spoken. And so shall it be. We have a caller on the line. You will give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra live transmission. We are in London. Please go ahead.
This is Adeze.
Adeze, go ahead, please.
Yeah, I told you that, I think you told me that you guys are going.
Yeah, yes. What you need to do is we are going to send you the information so you can come to the studio where we are, okay?
Okay,
thank you very much. She wants to join us on live broadcast. So she's going to, incidentally, she was also in Thailand. No, we met in Thailand. We met in Thailand. We kept somebody on hold, but we must go back to him to finish. Are you still there, the person we put on hold on Skype?
Yeah, I'm still here.
You are dedicated because you're a Biafran. You may proceed. Go ahead.
Yeah, just as I was saying, Obasanjo Boraige, which was Attorney General of the Federation during that time, up to today, nobody knows who is the killer. And he's afraid of someone training assassin. He also killed the president that contest in Lagos State during with Prince Williams. He killed him. No, up to today, nobody knows who killed the man. He also killed PDP chairman in Delta State. And also in South, he comes from Bayelsa State. So he killed so many people during that time, and now he's talking about afraid of somebody training assassin. For who? He's going to die. And I wish that they can kill him the way that he killed other people. And he will stop making noise. And these people should know that Nigeria does not belong to anybody. And we are not dragging it with them. We only want them to know that we are great. Our home, let them have Nigeria. Nigeria is good for them. Biafra is good for us. So we don't have any other problem. Let us stop wasting their tears, writing bullshit in the newspaper. So Jonathan should open his eyes, and these people, the job people should talk to him, that he should be wise than, he should be wise as like serpent and do what he's supposed to do now. Because there's no time to wait for nobody. This is all opportunity now, and let him not let outside will do what they did to against to him, because our people always think that they love Nigeria more than the Hausa and Fulani people. You know, there is no Hausa man you meet and you will first tell that he is Hausa before Nigerian. But when you see an Igbo man, a Christian Igbo man, he will tell that he is Nigerian before Igbo. So I don't understand the kind of stupid of things where they get this kind of stupid things, stupidity that they always put first before them. So I'm happy that this struggle has started now, and I hope very soon we will make it short, not making it so long. You know, as you said, our people, they don't like to do, when they do one thing, today. If you call them, maybe
they won't do it.
Call them the third time, they will not do it.
That is so, not exciting anymore.
If this talk will take more than people will say, it's like Wazik again. So,
no, I but are you part of? Let me ask you, are you part of us in Belgium?
Not in Belgium, Sweden.
No, sorry, in Sweden. Are you part of us?
Yeah, I've been for more than 6 months now.
Okay, that's very good. Maybe Sweden is very strong. Not everywhere is as strong as Sweden. Canada was very strong before, and they fell by the wayside. And we want them to come back and assume their role and play it very well. People are saying, we should go and get Biafra, and then they will come in. They are the ones stopping us, they are the ones holding us. I have said it before, and I will say it again. There are only two types of people we need. If you cannot volunteer yourself to fight for your country, then you must contribute for those who are doing it. Anybody thinking they will sit by the wayside, idiots will go and get them Biafra, and they will fly first class and come home, they are mad. They are insane. Because they won't come in. They will not come in. They will pay for everything they did not pay now. We are going to buy arms, we are going to buy guns. How are we going to buy them? From by praying to God, by going to church and praying, and by doing vigil, doing prayer and fasting? Is that how you get guns and ammunition to fight? When they are planning to kill Jonathan, to kill Hedrika? Why is it that our people never ever plan for 6 months ahead? We are always very, very reactionary. That was why we lost the war. We wait until the last minute, something happens, we start running like headless chickens. That is what we lost before. The same nonsense cannot happen now. Go ahead.
Our people, anybody that is saying that when we get Biafra, you're going to come. I hope that all his family is with him in America or in Europe or in South Asia. Because if you run and your family is back there, definitely if you don't get to you, it get to your family. That always get to you. Like it's like a man that is sick and when he recover, his son died. The man have never recovered from the sickness. So if you think that you're in America eating burger or here in Sweden or here anywhere in Europe eating good food or eating pizza or whatever, you think that you are safe. Your mother, your uncle, your cousin, your child will be there. And after you have your child here, and you take your child to the zoo, and when you get home and see that there's no light, there's nothing there to stay, he will run over and come to Europe. Tomorrow you say your child leave you, you are old and you go back, they cannot come back. It's your fault. So it's better for us now. You don't need to put $1,000. You don't need to put $500. Even €5 a month. At least if you continue doing it like that, within 2 months, we get how much we need and we get away from the Nigeria. You know, that's what we have to do. Nobody should think that you should bring 1,000 or 5,000. Any amount you can, even if it's $1 you can bring in a month, bring it or count. Before we know it, we get millions. You know, 1,000 might start with a step. So we don't let people say, if you don't bring 500, even if you are in a country that they have a minimum wage that they're going to pay every month, if you cannot pay that amount, tell them how much you can pay. If they say that they will not take it, donate it direct to Biafra. You are not doing it for somebody, you are doing it for your country. That's what I want to say. Thank you, and keep on the good work.
Thank you very much. We must make it very clear. Everybody will be affected. If you think now you are in Wisconsin, you are in Colorado, you are in Washington, D.C., you are having fun, you are anywhere you may be and you're enjoying yourself, it will only take 2 more generations and your name will be wiped out. Only 2 more generations. Because if your children don't come home, your grandchildren will not come home. They will naturalize wherever they are. And your name will go down. All that belongs to you in the village will be gone forever. Our people should reason. Only 2 more generations, your name will be wiped out. That is why you even need Biafra more than Biafra needs you. Biafra is the only way you can sustain your family name going forward. Because wherever you are, time will come when your children will die. They will be buried abroad. If their children don't know where they come from, how can they go to that place? It happened to my uncle. He was a World Health Organization doctor, renowned, worked for in Kenya. Dr. Gray Alozie, people know him very well. Go to his house now. His cockroaches and lizards that live there. The wife is out, the children all married to other people. People from other cultures, they are gone forever. They are gone, never to come back home again. His name is gone. His family is shut down. So we are telling people everywhere on this planet, you need Biafra more than Biafra needs you. There is no day on this very
let us take England, for instance. They cannot change the name of a street to your name. But if you go back to your village, the name of your village is where you come from. If you trace your ancestry, it finds resonance. It's just like me telling them to change a word in English dictionary. Is that possible? Am I English? They'll drive me away. But I can change the word in Igbo language. Our people must listen. This is Radio Biafra. Let's take this call. We have a caller on the line. You will give us your name and where you are because we are Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? Yes, your name and where you are, please.
Okay. Thank you, Director. My name is Afam Johnson. I'm calling from Norway.
You're calling from Norway. Please go ahead.
Yeah. I want to thank you people for the effort you people are trying to do for us to achieve our goal. Because there's nothing that is greater than freedom. Our freedom is Biafra. I thank God for the strength you have given you people to forward this to fight for this freedom. So I thank God and I ask God to bless every one of you and all the Biafrans in general for us to stand to fight for our dream. I have a projector to give to the struggle, towards the struggle. If you guys can send me the number to
give us your own number so Ikechukwu Enyiagu will note to give it to your coordinator so your coordinator can contact you. What is your telephone number? Can you give it to us, please?
Okay. 000.
Yes.
47.
Yes.
94.
Yes.
71.
Yes.
21.
Yes.
92.
And you're calling from Norway, is that correct?
Yes, Norway, yes.
You're calling from Norway. I may be able to come to Norway. I'm not too sure. I'm still looking at my diary.
The projector is in the zoo.
Projector is in the zoo itself.
Yes.
Okay.
So if you can give me a number to contact the person to,
of course,
go and pick it up.
Of course. It depends on the part of the zoo is in. Is it in Yoruba land or in Biafra land?
Yes, Yoruba land.
It's in Yoruba land.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
No problem. We'll make contact with you and we'll give you a number for somebody that we can pick it up. Okay.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. And God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue to take your calls because this is your radio station. You own it. This is the only institution owned by Biafrans all over the world. Nothing else binds you together apart from Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are. The caller who is on the coordinator's line. This is Radio Biafra.
Good morning from India. This is Christian Wosu.
Christian Wosu is calling us from India. He's our coordinator over there. You may proceed, please.
Yes, Director, I think I have one word for Ihejirika. Yes, if it is on record or if it is factual that Jonathan has his training snipers somewhere in the world to protect him, I think I support it totally.
Of course I do. Of course I support him.
But, I want to chip something to Ihejirika. It would be a crime that Ihejirika, as the COAS of Nigeria present today, that he is not able to protect Jonathan. Understandably, that he is not a military man or even an ex-general. And I want me to make something very, very clear to Biafrans all over the world. We should clamor for NSA to be removed, the bunkum, the stupid Hausa man there to be removed. This same thing happened, they cajoled Jonathan to sack or fire the late Zerika, what's his name, the previous NSA.
Is it Azazi or whatever?
The man from Bayelsa, Jonathan,
Azazi,
brother,
that they killed him off later on.
Azazi. Yes, this same issue which this stupid new president NSA committed, the same thing they pressured Jonathan to fire that man when he made his comment that Boko Harams are all over in the government. Now, suffice me to ask, why should this present one still remain in power? Whereas he has said something that Nigeria has no capacity or capability to fight Boko Haram. I think that man should be fired as well. This guy was set up, they pressure this man, Jonathan, to bring this man a kind of NSA. If you have an NSA that is a traitor like this man, I think he should be removed. We call on whoever, as far as Biafran is concerned, he should rally around and protect his brother. On no account, he should leave his brother, knowing fully well he's not a military man. And I support very, very totally for these snipers, which is training, if actually is factual. And I want to encourage him as well, drafting those militants, those boys they said they renounced Yar'Adua's regime. He should draft them into the military. Because time has come for us to get our people. Time has come for us to hold forth to those hands. The time is near and it is now. Let him draft them, those people, and as well, even train more snipers. There are many people that need to be executed.
Thank you very much.
This is my own, what I want to tell to Ihe Jirika. He should never give up not to protect his brother, whatever it will cost. Thank you, Director, and keep the good work going.
Thank you very much, and God bless you. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, this is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, good evening.
Good evening.
Yeah. My name is Ejike Mowa. I'm calling from Malaysia. So, probably I want to take this privilege to appreciate every Biafra around the world. And
where are you calling from? I missed it. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia, please go ahead.
Kuala Lumpur, yeah. So, I'm Ejike Mowa by my name. So, I really appreciate you so much for your view. Yeah, because I have been meeting around about Biafra, and I believe by special grace of God that Biafra will come through. We are not dreaming. It's like the opinion that I gave to them. I spoke a word last month to Legenda College here in Malaysia. The time we was in meeting, I spoke to them. I told everyone we have to be hooked up. We have to be serious about Biafra, because I believe we are here to achieve our dream, and which all of us, we have to be serious everywhere we are. Even though I want to recall all that are living in Malaysia, because we are having a meeting here next tomorrow, which is on Sunday, here in behind my house here in Sadang in Malaysia. So I want us, all of us, to be serious. And about issue of Obasanjo, or whatever he calls himself, because he's a coward. And I believe in, if we knows what we are doing here, I believe we are going to achieve our dream. And there's no one can stop us. I will pray for God, and my dad have struggled, fight against Biafra, everything about Biafra. He was, the time my father was alive, he was talking about Biafra. He doesn't joke with it. We have to be serious. We have to know what we are doing. We have to know the point. You understand me? So please, I want all of us. These things, I sometimes cannot sleep because it is worrying me. It is bothering me. We are Biafras. We are not here. Whatever they are doing is June. Whatever the Anamajiris, they are causing, they are calling themselves Boko Haram. Whatever Atuka Baka, whatever IDB, whatever they call themselves, they are causing Nigeria. Whatever they are causing in that zone, it doesn't concern me. What it concerns me is the way that we can make and have a Biafra. Because I'm tired of Nigeria.
Yes, I agree with you too. We are not only tired, I hate Nigeria.
But I was listening to me attentively, because I was living in outer land. I don't like their characters. They are behaved like animals. They are not a human being. We don't need them. We need to free ourselves. As I am here, I have been in Malaysia almost 4 years, but I want us to free ourselves. I want us to go back. I want us to know where we came from. People that are living anywhere, they are living, they are enjoying themselves. It doesn't matter anything. Who you are matters a lot.
Yes, please, it does.
I'm really appreciate you so much.
Thank
and
you
I
very much.
I appreciate everyone. I appreciate the barrister and all of us that are about Biafra. I really appreciate everyone. Please, I want us to hook up. I want us to know what we are doing.
Thank you.
It is really painful to me.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Yes, Barrister.
Yeah, thank you, my brother. Thank you for appreciating what we're doing here. But I have to remind all of you that for the Yorubas to start arranging for another war, of course.
They want to do a coup.
That's what it is.
Yoruba,
that's war.
Giving the signal.
Yes.
To them. So what they're trying to do, you see Yoruba media. You know, Barrister, I'm not cutting you.
No, go ahead.
Short.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is there any way you can explain to our people the importance of media? What they have done is Obasanjo has written a letter using the Yoruba media to brainwash our people to accept that Jonathan is a bad president.
Of course.
So if he's removed, nobody should cry. Yes?
Exactly. That is it. But, Director, this time it will not work. The reason why it will not work, how did we come to know about it? How did we come to know about it, by the way? If it has worked, we wouldn't know. And our people, all they will hear is, remember when Sani Abacha was alive, he will tell you now the military has taken over. Anybody who move an inch will be severely dealt with. But this time, media is all over the place. Radio Biafra is the eyes, the ears of Biafrans. For too far too long, the Yoruba Hausa Boko Haram dominated the worldwide media, especially when it comes to that zoo. This time, the Biafrans, we've refused. Now, for the Yorubas to start arranging for a military coup to take over so that the Biafrans will never be freed ever in life. They will carry on with their subjugation. They will carry on to rape women. They will carry on. Wasn't it yesterday how the Boko Harams are taking our women over now, whether they like it or not? 3 weeks ago, they says Igbo women, convert to Islam or you die. They put it bluntly. And some of our foolish people are prepared to accept Hausa Fulani Yoruba ruling. No, Radio Biafra will not allow any of those things. For how many years? Lugard put it, 100 years. The 100 years is expiring in 15. They know. If you listen to the, you listen to Ben, they know that Radio Biafra has surpassed all of them. They are panicking. Obasanjo know that the Biafrans, the northerners know, forget about Boko Haram, how many of them? From they are using AK-47 or AK whatever. The Biafrans because we have developed them. The technology is no longer face to face. You will be where you are and you will melt. You will stand and melt. Obasanjo know this. So the best way is military. Which military? These ones that cannot even defeat the Boko Haram. Is that the military to take the zoo? It can only take the zoo, but not the Biafrans. Obasanjo has failed. I spoke about this 3 months ago, that we have to move now or the military of Nigeria will take over. But thank God, 3 days, declare the Biafra take it infinity. His jeep, or maybe sell one. Director, I don't know if you're interested in buying.
God forbid. From Yoruba, it's fake now. It's from Yoruba. It's fake. That means it's fake.
Director, let me stop so far.
Thank you very much. We are telling Jonathan that they will not do anything to you. If you behave like Ironsi, they will kill you and they will get away with it. Because the world knows that Biafra is coming. And most of them don't want Biafra to come. Because Biafra will represent the restoration of, not just of Biafra sovereignty, but of the kingdom of God on this very earth.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Absolutely.
That's why they don't want light to come and overwhelm darkness. They are forces of darkness. We are warning Jonathan this evening. If you like, you behave like Agu, you don't see, they will kill you. If you think that nothing will happen, what they have done cleverly in the past, they didn't think that Radio Biafra was going to come.
Never.
They think that by dividing us and saying, this is Niger Delta, these are Igbo people, then you have failed.
Properly.
We are one people. We are defending Jonathan. There will be no Igbo presidency in 2015 because we are one people. Jonathan is an Igbo man.
Simple.
And we're going to get Biafra. So it's too late. Too little, too late. We are telling Obasanjo and his people, and thieving Yoruba people, criminals, people who are born to steal, and cowards. Obasanjo, go and take a lorin from Hausa people. A lorin is an emirate. It's not an Oba. It's an emir that is in charge of. It's a Yoruba land. Your land is under occupation. by the Emirate, by Sokoto Caliphate. Go and take your land from them. You, as the coward that you are, you have given a very tacit signal to the army that can take over. You are trying to spoil the image of Jonathan before the world. So when Jonathan goes, they say, oh, good riddance. He was bad. His gene was corrupt. Who is more corrupt than you, Obasanjo? Who is more corrupt than Awolowo? Awolowo was a mass murderer. He stole money belonging to the dead. Have you forgotten the 20 pounds he gave us after the war? Obasanjo, do you know a man called Adisa Akinloye? After all, Awolowo was the first man to plan a coup in that useless country. Have you forgotten, Obasanjo, that Abiola falsified IET check, which you cleared yourself? Yorubas introduced check fraud to the world through Abiola. Have you forgotten? I am asking Yoruba people, I am asking Obasanjo, tell me what Yoruba people does out for Nigeria. The Northerners, at least, they do whole road haulage.
Yes.
And they plant hangara, garden egg, and tomatoes. What do you bring to the table, Yoruba? What is your contribution to the economy of the Zoological Republic of Nigeria?
It's more lower.
What do you bring to the table? When we import goods, you tax us. Says area, what do they call those
area
stupid
boys.
Vagabonds on the road?
Area boys.
Area boys. Mm-hmm. Ndiara. These are the people. We are in the same country with them. That is the worst thing that God can. Of course, we deserve it. When we are offering people as human sacrifice and saying that a deity is marrying a pretty girl, why wouldn't God abandon us to our enemies? We must make this very clear that Jonathan is one of us. Stella Odua is one of us. All of them. Jonathan, if you can take all the oil, take all the money. All of it. Not even remit anything from NNPC. Take the whole thing. Let the useless place collapse. They have been stealing money and eating money. It's only now they realize there's been corruption. Yeah. So, Obasanjo, you never knew before there was corruption. Mm-hmm. Only now Jonathan is there. Jonathan, take all the money. Take it. At least we have funds to buy weapons when the time comes. I want to go to war. Do you know that?
Yeah, you've been saying it directly.
I want to fight for beer. I don't want... It might be Angota Freedom Nati. People begin to be up like
it's a scientific war. Scientific, no longer Obunigbe. Is you know the saucer? That is what our men are developing.
I want us to defeat these people in battle. That will be my only happiness. Because not only are we here to disseminate information, we are here to avenge 3.5 million killed in cold blood.
And keep killing.
We are here to avenge for. You know, when people insult your father, you do something. Yes. After a while.
Or your mom.
You take your time, you calculate, you annihilate your enemies. Our people were insulted, our parents, our mothers were killed, and we kept quiet.
Our women taken and raped.
And then Zuzu Gari. And then Zuzu Zuzu. Eh? Our women were killed. And then Zuzu Zuzu. Why on earth will we allow such nonsense to happen? We cannot allow it to happen because we are Radio Biafra and we are the indigenous people of Biafra answering to Biafrans in more than 48 countries. We are formidable and we must take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Ikechi Kuduru. I'm from Imo State, one of the local government in Imo State. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal.
Dakar is in Senegal. Please proceed. Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Director. I want to use this medium to thank you and your crew for the wonderful work you have been doing for the Biafra people. I really want to lay my emphasis concerning the issue of Obasanjo, who has been calling President Goodluck Jonathan so many names, calling him a corrupt leader, a thief, and different types of things. But Obasanjo himself forgot that he is the mastermind corrupt president Nigeria has ever produced.
That is correct.
Obasanjo was the first head of state in Nigeria that started to increase the price of fuel. If he has forgotten, let me remind him that on October 1st, 1978, if you check that date, Director, that date is on Sunday, and we all know that Sunday is the day of rest. Obasanjo did not allow Nigerian people to rest. He went and increased the price of petrol from 7 kobo to 15 kobo. You will see it on Daily Times. A leading Nigerian newspaper, Daily Times, October 1st, cassette called 1978. It is there. Obasanjo, who is talking about President Goodluck Jonathan being a corrupt leader, we should ask him, where is the money that Abacha and his family steal that the Swiss bank returns to him? Where is it and what did he do with the money? Where is Nigerian Airways, Nigerian Telecommunication, Railways, Shipping Lines and the rest that he said that is going to reappear and appear again when he came to power? Obasanjo forgot all these things. Obasanjo introduced the landing degree program and Operation Feed the Nation. And we thought that he had a very good instinct with that program. And we didn't know that he uses the platform to acquire more land for himself. Half of Upper Tunde, if not all of Upper Tunde, belongs to Obasanjo. Obasanjo, what was the rate of pounds and dollars to Naira before you came to power? And what was the rate of pounds and dollars to Naira when he was in power? Obasanjo killed the Nigerian economy. And he still has the effrontery to call President Goodluck Jonathan different sort of names because he feels that he is a Biafran. President Goodluck Jonathan has not even finished one tenure of his leadership or rulership. Obasanjo ruled as a military, if not for 5 years. After that, he removed his uniform and ruled again as a civilian. 2 terms, 8 years, plus 4 or 5 years he ruled as a military, if I'm not mistaken. It is almost 13 good years.
13 years. 13 years. And Jonathan hasn't been there for even up to 3-4 years, and they're talking nonsense, Yoruba people. They are mad.
Exactly.
They're insane.
All these years that Obasanjo has ruled, all these 13 good years that he has ruled that zoo called Nigeria, to what extent did his rulership enhance the welfare of the Honoponyoy of the Oduduwa Republic? Not even to talk of Nigeria at large.
And they didn't even vote for him. Europe hasn't even voted for him.
Not at all.
Exactly. Nobody voted for him. Even if his last term, if not that people started to criticize him. Obasanjo wanted to implement partnership. Even if Nigeria has not protested against it, he will make it lifetime. So Obasanjo, to me, is a very greedy leader. He was the person that corrupt Nigeria. When you talk about corruption, Obasanjo was the leader, the Nigerian head of state that has corrupt Nigeria from beginning, during his first time as a military head of state. The issue is that President Goodluck Jonathan is being lenient to them. If not, those kind of people should
arrest
not
him. Have him arrested and put him in jail. Arrest him.
All of them should be in jail.
They should be in jail. Arrest all of them.
Obasanjo, both Babangida, both Yaradua, both Atiku, both all of them. Right. But President Goodluck Jonathan, due to his heart as a Christian.
Uh-huh. It is the same Christian problem that we are having, the same Christian issue. Oh. Forgive one another.
Exactly.
When people are killing you forgive one another.
If I talk, they say, why am I so harsh on Bible? As if I wasn't a pastor.
You can't be harsh on Bible. You're harsh on the practice of the people. Turning it upside down.
Remember our brother yesterday from New York? He said I was too harsh on the Bible.
No, you're not harsh on the Bible. Because the Old Testament I believe in.
The people who do the Bible director were overseeing Hausa, Yoruba, Fulani, Boko Haram, bombing you. They are the people who are supplying ammunition to the Egyptians via the Russian people to be killing us. And they gave us the Bible. And you want me to say, Bible, hallelujah.
Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are.
Good evening once again. I'm calling from Germany, but I'm from Umaka, Njaba local government.
Njaba, please go ahead.
Yes. Regarding the issue, the topic I've been discussing since concerning Hejrika and the president. Barely 2 months ago, I sent out a classified information to some members of the State Security Service of Eastern Extraction. Similarly, I spoke from here with some military officers of Eastern Extraction and gave them this information that some Hausa people, in collision with some Yoruba people, are training some people in Yemen. I gave them the city in Yemen. I gave them the name of the hotel where these people are quartered. Now, after giving them the whole information, I think they swung into action. This is barely 2 months ago. I'm suspecting that maybe Obasanjo would have had an inkling into the fact that that plot is being revealed. That's why he quickly now tried to blame Jonathan for training snipers abroad. It is Obasanjo with some Hausa that are plotting that. Barely 2 months ago, I don't want to mention the name of the State Security Service, I got the information. However, 3 days ago equally, I spoke with some officers of Eastern Nigerian Extraction, and they told me indeed that I've gotten that information, but there's no cause for alarm. What I want to tell Radio Biafra is this. Apart from Ihejirika and Jonathan, they also want to eliminate Nnamdi Sambo, whom they say is that, I mean, comes from Edo State. So they want to carry out this attack simultaneously, and the place they want to carry it out is in Benue State. Why they have chosen Benue State is for them to prove to the Southerners that the Benue State can now be accomplished or be a ploy to the elimination of Jonathan Ihejirika and Nnamdi Sambo. So these three gentlemen must be on guard. What I want you again to do this evening is, please, Ihejirika has his kinsmen here and there. Probably write a special letter communicating, tell him to watch his back. He should be on guard. He is the main target, because once they have gotten him, they have gotten Jonathan. Once they have gotten Jonathan, they have gotten Nnamdi Sambo. Ihejirika must be on guard. See, equally, Epenyon, the State Security Director nationwide, has to be on guard. Give them special information, write letters to them, and probably they can even invite the Israeli Mossad to guard Aso Rock. These people are plotting dangers. The man who is coordinating it was a very man Jonathan removed from, not Jonathan, please, the one in Ihejirika retired from Jaji some time ago, who was involved in this bombing something or so, who was a senior military officer. So he's the very one coordinating this tragedy. So please inform Ihejirika directly, inform Ipenyon directly. They must be on guard. There is danger. To be honest,
they will not
danger.
Listen, my dear brother, because something happened to Ironsi. You know, they took intelligence to Ironsi. They told Ironsi that these bastards are coming to kill you. He says, yes. No, nothing will happen. We told them, Tubo Kadibo, that Nigeria will kill you. He said, no, nothing will happen.
Yes.
Both those two people were killed by Nigeria.
That is true.
Did you say it on this radio station or not?
We did, Director.
That Jonathan, if he doesn't take time, will be assassinated.
Yes. Unless exactly. Jonathan, and he should mind what he is.
Jonathan has...
He should mind his movement in the north. He should be careful. He should be very, very careful.
Jonathan has only 8 months. If Jonathan fails to support the move for Biafra within 8 months, he'll be killed. That's simple as that. They'll assassinate him.
My brother, 1 minute, please. Okay. Do you know that here on Radio Biafra, we have tried, because they wanted to move Ihejirika. The Yorubas have said it many times with the Northerners for Ihejirika to be moved. There is one of our sisters who was on immigration, Rose. Remember
Ngozi
that?
Rose. I've forgotten Ngozi Rose.
Rose something. They moved the woman. Do you know how many times they tried to move these, our sisters?
Is this Stella?
Stella
Dua.
They have tried to Stella, but it didn't work. The other one who is the one from this lady who reports on finance and economic.
Okay, Okonjo-Iweala.
Okonjo-Iweala. Yeah, how many times?
They went for Mazeke as well. They
went for Mazeke. Every time they are touching our people, and we resisted. So it's up to Jonathan, my brother. I've given Jonathan some advice. They don't love you. You either declare yourself who you are. Do you know, 3 days ago, one Hausa man was saying the Igbos should produce a president. You know, the Hausas are slimly clever. When I say slimly clever, they know what they are doing. They will give you a suggestion that is very, very illusionary. You think that they are giving you a suggestion, but the meaning is hidden. They are being sarcastic in every word they say. You know why? Because the Hausas from day one, all of them have radios. They listen, they carry their radios on the shoulder, and we call them Aboki. They know how to play politics because the British people give them that political know-how. It's not because they are intelligent, no. But when it comes to politics, they carry their radio. When the radio gives them information, they work on it. And that is what we are doing here on Radio Biafra. We cannot be fooled forever. You can only fool somebody once. A clever person would know. And there are some people you can't even, they won't even allow you to fool them. Majority will allow you to fool them as much as you can. Here on Radio Biafra, we have the history of all our people. If Goodluck Jonathan is clever, let him learn. If he isn't, he'll go just like the past ones. But here on Radio Biafra, we say the truth, but nothing will stop us from getting Biafra. And that's why we preach here. Radio Biafra used to be once a week, and then it went to twice a week, but now is every day.
We are a phenomenon.
Very soon, it will be 24/7, director.
24 hours. That's even, what even in Hausa language.
Our television is coming. Look, sometimes advantage can take you into disadvantage, and sometimes your disadvantage you can make into advantage. We have people who speak Hausa proper. Majority of the Igbo speak Yoruba proper. There is no language the Biafrans do not speak. Our people, we are versatile, we are clever, we are intelligent, but art of mind sometimes has made us and put us into art of touch. The Biafrans have been hoodwinked for a very long time because we don't have the media. Our people are into mercantile position, selling,
buying and selling.
The letter have to put it in an English language that you can reduce it to
buying and selling
to its nominal denomination.
Eto container.
That's what it is. Buying and selling. I send container here and there. I send it, but that is not the fact. The fact is your people are being killed while we are pursuing money, pursuing figure, pursuing nothing. Our people are dying on a daily basis. Here on Radio Biafra, we have been selected to be the people to bring about our freedom. No matter what you have in this world, if you don't have freedom, you have nothing. And this is what we preach on Radio Biafra. And not until Biafra stands straight, we will never rest. Take it, director.
Very good, man. Thank you very much. You've been listening to the voice of the very eminent barrister and attorney at law himself. Retemembers is with me. Naman Namde Kanu. We must take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? We have somebody on the line. Can you hear me? No, they can't. They cannot hear me. We suggest they call us back. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. The number again to reach us, should you wish to do so, is +447 831 308 376. Let's go back to the line, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? No, these people are new. They are new. They are not listening as usual. These are new people. When they call, they don't turn their systems down, and it keeps interfering. Let's try one more time. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? These guys are definitely new.
I can hear you.
Please turn your system down when you call Radio Biafra.
My system is down already.
Go ahead.
Yeah, director, thank you. I'm very, very happy for today's broadcast, honestly. If I were Goodluck Jonathan, starting from January 1st, I will no longer play allocations, honestly. If I were Goodluck Jonathan, from January 1st, I will no play allocation to any state. Let all of them go and make money for their state and pay them, pay the teachers, honestly. What nonsense? Obasanjo is ranting rubbish. Talking rubbish and forget all that he has done. How we normally travel coming to this place, Vienna, all the time. He thought people don't see him. Is he what he's thinking? That we don't see him, that we don't know everything that he's doing, all his plots and plans and everything, how we normally travel to Hungary. Because there was a time I heard a rumor that the boss that is running in Hungary, that Obasanjo has a very big, huge chair in that bus there in Hungary.
Of course, not only him.
Babangida but has he has a very big chair in that bus. Honestly.
Yes, go ahead.
And he's opening his mouth to talk rubbish.
to rant nonsense. If I were going to Jonathan, he will stop paying allocation because the money belongs to him. The money is not for Nigeria. It's not for Nigeria at all. So if he like, he will stop paying them allocation starting from January. As the Jew expires, he will stop paying them their allocation. And let me see what they will do. Let me see what they will do. What rubbish. The idea of vomiting nonsense. And forgetting all the atrocities their people have committed. Is it because Goodluck Jonathan is keeping quiet in the crime he committed in Woody and in Woody when he was in power? And that is why he still has the guts to talk rubbish, to come and write an 18 pages letter or something. Who is he telling that one? My problem is that our people in the zoo, they are not listening. Many of them are not listening to this radio. Many of them are not listening to this radio. But as far as we are going home and taking our transmitter home, then we get to hear. And when they will talk rubbish, we will come on air and teach them a lesson. A lesson that we never forget in a hurry. They will never forget in a hurry. Rubbish. They are here making. Look at what is he called? This criminal called Rewan Lukman. He lives here in Vienna. Rewan Lukman.
Exactly, man. He lives here. God bless Vienna. You. You know them. You are not
criminal. His children throws money around. Where did they get the money from? Police stopped him one day. He was his son. When his son was driving rough, he brought out the bill he's supposed to pay. For driving rough is 21 euro. He gave the policeman 500 euro. And the policeman looked at him and told him, I don't need your money. Take it back to Africa because a lot of people are hungry.
My goodness. Oil minister.
His son, Sally, that is the name of the son. The son of Rewan Lukman. He lives here, all of them. They still live here, all of them. They live here. He lives here.
Amazing.
And the only thing he could do, all of them are vomiting rubbish. They think we don't know.
We know.
They forget that our people are all over the world, that our people know them, and know everywhere they live, and they come and vomit rubbish. We know where Rewan Lukman lives in this country, the most expensive place in this country. The most expensive place. The place is on mountain here.
Unbelievable.
Not where normal people can live.
Do you see
where billionaires in this country are living?
Thank you very much.
That is where he's living.
Thank you.
Where did he get the money from?
From Biafra. From Biafra land. That's where they got it from.
Where did he get the money from?
It's Jonathan's money. Jonathan's money.
Where did he get the money from?
From Jonathan.
They are not saying that one. The evil. He was here. And he was an advisor to Obasanjo on petroleum or something like that. And he was living in this country. He doesn't even know how Nigeria was going. I wonder the kind of government they were running. During the time of Obasanjo, I wonder the kind of government they were running. And he can open his mouth and talk rubbish. Talk nonsense. They open their mouth and vomit rubbish and thinking that we don't know all the evil, everything they have done. Their children are here. They have never worked one day, director. They have never. I remember one speech Ojukwu delivered that is on YouTube. He said, how come the son of Babangida is owning a company here? Where has he worked? How did he get the money? Where did he get the money? How? How can somebody like him, a young guy, be owning a company? Somebody that never worked for one day, director. Somebody that never worked for one day. How come he owns a company? How come?
Stolen money.
Yeah?
Stolen.
They are here, they are vomiting rubbish.
Your line is breaking. You are too upset. Even Skype is upset as well. Even Skype is upset with you as well. No, with the whole thing, not with you, my dear brother. Not with you. This is Radio Biafra. Barrister, you're laughing.
Yes. Even his anger has made me. I can't even hear from the man, from the headphones on my ear. My brother is
here. Yeah, give us information.
We share your feelings, sir, because I was 4 days ago, I was crying, shedding tears on air. We are in a situation that we only us we free ourselves. Only Biafrans, genuine Biafrans, not foolish Biafrans, that will save us from this situation. Go ahead, Eric.
We have a caller on the line. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are?
This is Ezenta Okudre, calling from headquarters of the.
Ezenta Okudre, your voice is very low. Raise it up. Is Boko Haram after you?
Yes, the director, I have a little crack on my voice.
You are drinking water from outside Igbo land. Go back to Igbo land, your voice will clear. You'll be surprised.
That is very true, director.
Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm listening to the people carefully. And I want to make it, I want to appeal to our brothers and sisters in diaspora. Director, please.
Go ahead.
I've listened to the news that promoted this evening, or this night, so to say. Director, please, I want to use this medium. Please, the average diaspora, men and women, people with good vision, people God has touched their hearts, please do us the favor. Revolution is eminence in Nigeria. Please, we don't want to be caught in the middle of this revolution. Helplessly, just like exactly what happened in 1967. Please come to our rescue by sending that transmitter. I tell you, with what is happening, people are united here. I don't know, probably because of the voice of the radio broadcast that is uniting the people from the south and the south east, so to say. We see ourselves here as one. And we continue to tell them. They say they want to kill Jonathan, they want to kill this river, whichever. There is a bond, there is a strong unity, there is a close relationship, very strong and very bonded among us here. But information is power. People are misinformed. People are not informed. And in the moment they are not informed, they are deformed. Yes, our brothers and sisters in diaspora, we have procured or purchased this particular already. Do all the favor of bringing this particular here. It will go a long way. It will share a lot of things. It will move. It will work.
Yes, can you hear me? We've lost him. We have lost him. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype. That caller should give us his or her name and where they are calling from because we are Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype, can you hear me? No. They cannot hear me. I'm here with Barrister Mamezu. And this is Radio Biafra. Barrister will be bringing our program to an end very shortly, very, very shortly, because this is an outside broadcast. Don't forget that. It's an outside broadcast. We'll bring it to an end very shortly. Let's take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Hello?
Hello, good morning. Good morning. My name is Benignus Mandenayopara from Malaysia.
You're calling from Malaysia. Please go ahead. I love Malaysian people. They're very good people. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm hearing you people. I'm so much happy to hear this voice from Radio Biafra, London. So, I want to ask you a question, sir.
Go ahead.
This amalgamation of what Mr. Lugard writes in 1960s, if Nigeria is going to end in by next year, what is going to happen when Jonathan is still in the seat?
Jonathan will not be on the seat. We don't care who is there. Lucifer can come and take his position at Asorok. We don't care. We are going. It doesn't matter who sits there. What concerns us is what happens in Biafra land. Our priority is to make sure that the people of the South, those they call the South, and all of those people, that we are one as a people united in support of Jonathan, not only to support him to be alive to declare Biafra, but that Jonathan should stop any allocation to anybody. He should keep all the money. He should keep all of it because the zoo is crumbling. Thank you very much. Let's go and take this call. Give us your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Okay, I'm calling from Umuahia.
From Umuahia, that is my town. Which part of Umuahia are you in?
I'm from Umuahia.
Where?
Asa.
Asa, where is Asa in Umuahia? What is Asa?
Asa, Ede Mission Hill.
Asa, Mission. Okay, go ahead. Osa is in Ibeku. It's my next village. Go ahead, please.
Go ahead.
He can speak. He's my brother. He's calling from my village. Yes, go ahead. The world is hearing your voice. The whole world is hearing your voice. Go ahead. Church, yes, I can hear you. Please, we are not on radio yet. But I can hear somebody is listening to something. And Bastard, can't you hear it? There, our voice is on the background. So you must be listening to something. And that thing you're listening to is how you can
it's
hear
the
it.
Radio. You say it's radio on.
Oh, God. I love my people.
Yeah, my brother, the radio is on.
It's on, please. That is what you're listening to. This is Radio Biafra. We must bring our program to an end. But before we do so, Barrister, let us see if we can take this call on Skype. The caller on Skype, is there any way you can hear me?
Yes. Hello? Can you hear me? Opera is still online calling.
No, but your line is shaky. That is the problem we have with it. It's shaky. Can we have your name and where you are? The caller on Skype. This is Radio Biafra.
Good morning, Director, and good morning, Barrister Imam Mizu. This is Chukwudi Oswagu calling from Malaysia.
Malaysia is very... You see how strong Malaysia is?
There are too many.
Formidable people. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Barrister and Director, I really want to thank each of every one of you for all your efforts and trying to bring our people to know what is actually going on in that country, so-called zoo, which will soon expire.
My dear brother, soon. You are from Malaysia. You have preference. Stay on the line. Let's take this call. Stay where you are. Please don't go away. Stay on Skype. Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. This is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
CRO from South Africa, Isaac Samuel Kibera.
From South Africa, please go ahead. Go ahead, yes, go ahead.
Director, we have completed the assignment regarding of going to the lining of our great hero in Africa.
Yes.
Yeah. Today, all Biafra, we come in mass, but it was not very easy to pass through. That is why the Chukwuabiama we serve. The Chukwuabiama make a way because it's more than over 10,000 people waiting for the queue. But the way God did it for us, Chukwuabiama did it for us, it was a great thing.
That's good.
Many media was busy covering it.
That's good.
Even when we are there, immediately we are there, the local media was busy. We are on the morning live all over South Africa. Biafra in South Africa, the people in South Africa, the Igbo people were busy calling our number like, is this thing happening? Is it really a new thing that is happening now? How do you people manage to do this? We know that Chukwuabiama is doing everything for us. We so appreciate everything that all Biafra here in South Africa do. And also the way you say that you must do it, it was so successful. And even that we got the banner, the first day we went to the stadium, it's supposed to be wonderful. Today, I see another thing. Every South Africa, all the new policemen, all the new soldiers, they want to know what is happening. They want to know who is this Biafran people. Some people, when we try to explain to them, they say, oh, you know about Biafra. You know those people that fought for the war. We are so happy, we are so grateful for what God is doing for us. And also, we are so happy for the work you are doing there. We will do more. If there's anything more with us, like even if they are having an African Union meeting, we will go there. We are not afraid of anybody.
Thank you very much. But what we need now are volunteers to go back with us next year to go and fight on the ground. We need volunteers. And as I have said before, Malaysia must give us 7 people. They are to form the advance party. They must be there with us because Malaysia has contributed so much to this struggle. Their names must be indelibly etched onto the annals of this very struggle. We need 7 people from there. We need to go home next year and commence our ground offensive against our enemies. We are very serious. And anybody that knows us and the way we work, anything we say, we do. I have said it before and I will say it again. We are not in the business of publicity or creating awareness. For every 1 suicide bomber from Boko Haram, we give them 10. We want to prove to the world that we are more fanatical about Biafra than they are about Islam. We want to tell them that Biafra is indeed our religion, and we are going to fight to defend it, that the honor of our people that has been trampled upon, that the shame and disgrace brought upon our women, how our children were murdered, that their deaths must be avenged. We are not just seeking Biafra, we are seeking the total destruction of that name, Nigeria. Nigeria will not exist anymore. God is my witness, it won't exist. People don't understand how much I hate Nigeria. God knows, I is pathological. I despise the name Nigeria. Anybody that answers to a Nigerian in my face, if I look around, there is no police to arrest me, I'll put my fingers in their eyes. They make me sick. They make me sick. For any imbecile to identify himself or herself as a Nigerian means you are far more closer to Lucifer than you are to humanity. I hate Nigeria. God knows I hate it. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue. We must do our work, which Chukwu Abiyama has determined that we must do. He himself determined that we must do this work, barrister. And we are doing it. We have a caller on Skype. You will give us your name and where you are. We are Radio Biafra.
Yeah, director, this is Fred Onyali, calling from Germany.
Please go ahead. The world is listening. Go ahead.
Yeah, as days go down, every indication is very clear that Nigeria is coming to an end. And I can see that all that the Yorubas are doing are just running helter-skelter to see what they can do, if there is any way to make sure they get our mind. And possibly, if we may agree to have a southern Nigeria, as they said some times ago. But I think it will not work. So they are doing what they're supposed to do, even though they are not on the right side. So we have to ignore them in certain things. They are not people to look at. I thank you for your job today and always. And I thank Biafrans, who has been making things very well, working very hard. Especially, I thank the Biafrans in Germany. We are wonderful here. Director, we are wonderful. And
Huh? We know Germany is growing. We have not seen Anyangba Akambunu. That's why I know Kuibo.
You see.
Akambunu in Germany.
So we are coming up. We are here. So I want to remind us of our meeting tomorrow, which holds by 5 o'clock in München at Langeborgen Straße. I'm calling all their friends in
Monday. Onyale, please, can we have that name again to tell our people? Onyale.
Present.
Onyale. Can you hear me? Onyale.
I'm hearing.
Can you call that name again so our people will understand the mess they're in? Where this meeting is holding.
The name is Lang Bogner.
Oh, yeah, no.
Lang Bogner Straße. Number 7A, 81549.
Our people are everywhere.
So, It is. We are in foreign land and we have to.
This is not only. This is alien.
That is why we are fighting to go home.
It's alien. We are everywhere.
It is
Nyale. It's a disgrace. It's a disgrace. What has he here got to do with that place?
I wonder.
Our mama. In what way is our mama? Is it something bogan? What is he talking about?
Land bogana.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it sounded like
bogan. Onyali, stay where you are. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are.
Yes, Director. You I'm calling from Italy.
From Italy. Please go ahead.
Yes, I'm from Anambra. From Njikoka.
Njikoka. Please stay where... Onyali, do not go away. We want to get the name of this address of where this meeting is holding. And compare it to this Yama Farupi Beku, where I come from, and see what's happening. Onyali, stay where you are. Let's go to our brother in Italy. Go ahead, please. The caller on the phone. Go ahead.
Thank you once more, Director. You are doing a great job, you know. I thank you so much. I have been calling from...
This is Radio Biafra. People are calling from all over the world. This is Radio Biafra.
I have supported Michael and Ilana.
Yes.
Yes. I have supported.
Go ahead.
They have confirmed that I have supported.
Yes. You know? Go ahead.
I really need Biafra. You know? I must tell the truth. I am very, very angry. Here I am now. You understand me?
Yes, go ahead.
I am very, very angry. I really need Biafra to come because our people are suffering all over the world. You understand me? I really need our people to support so that everything will go accordingly. Because now everybody have open eyes. We have known. You understand me? They couldn't get us. They couldn't get us from the beginning. You understand me? So they cannot get us. You know, ahead we need. So I want to tell our brothers in Italy to wake up well so that we support. You know? Thank you once more. Thank you once more, Director.
Thank you and God bless you. We are bringing to the attention of the world as Onyali, we've not forgotten you and this burger place people are meeting. Stay where you are. We are bringing, you know, that, you know, we are one. There is nothing like Southeast and South-South.
No, it's rubbish.
We are one.
It's rubbish.
We've proved it on air before that everybody that comes from the former Eastern region that was Biafra can trace their ancestry to one single place. We are all the same.
Yeah.
So, people talking about Igbo presidency, they are mad. We have a Bel Aziki, we're in power already.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Biafran, is that correct?
Yeah,
proper. He's an Igbo man as well.
Proper.
Nobody can divide us.
No.
Somebody tagged me to a picture of our great man himself. You know, Akwaibom State, you know, I love this man very much.
Ah.
Let him not go. You know, anytime I like somebody, they go and join APC.
You mean,
maybe
God's will?
Yes.
If not that, we can straight him now.
Akwe?
If you join APC, we can straight God's will Akwa Ibo. Because he's doing... I say God's will Akwa Ibo.
All the same thing.
I think it's the same. The guy is doing great jobs. If you see the hospital is
building... We like him. Oh. But today, please, don't join APC. Anybody I like, they end up joining House...
Is he trying it?
No, he's not. No, he's a good man.
He better don't.
Somebody kindly posted, he called them Igbo villages in Akwa Ibo.
Oh.
You don't say Igbo villages. Please. We are the same people.
That's it.
Ibibio means Ibonta.
That's what it is. Small Igbo.
Simple Ibonta. That's
small Igbo.
The place is called Mbubuaja.
Right.
Mbubuago.
Mount Mold.
And Ohaobu. In Akwa Ibom.
All these names.
We are the same people.
These are Igbo names in Akwa Ibom.
I must take this call. Dude. Give us your name and where. Onyali, stay where you are. I want to test his discipline.
Mm-hmm.
Give us your name and where you are. The caller on the phone. We are Radio Biafra.
Good evening. Good evening, Director Nandi, and my brother, Imolite, by Simon Mezu. This is Uche Naji, calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Yeah, Gajiregi.
Originally from Amuyoma, is in his local government area of Imo State, of Biafra land, anyway.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I have to commend you all the time for all this frantic effort, dogged effort that we are making, trying to recapture or to restore our sovereign state of Biafra. I'm calling concerning what we spoke about. First of all, I have to commend our brothers and sisters, the fellow Biafrans and friends in South Africa. I saw the picture posted on Facebook by Karamonde with our flag directly, just the division between us and that of
the demarcation is between us and between our flag and President Obama was the glass wall. You can see it there, the picture, like by Simamis, they always rest ipsa loquitur. The evidence speaks for itself.
Rest ipsa loquitur.
My brothers and sisters, yes, my brothers and sisters in South Africa, well done. Keep on keeping on. Concerning the Obasanjo thing, honestly, when I read the letter, it's like you and the Barrister Imam Mezu, I'm saying we were thinking the same. I was like, oh my God, this is a disclaimer from Obasanjo. It's like somebody, it's like Pilate wanted to kill Jesus. He washed his hand off in public and said, you know what? I don't know about this guy. Whatever you guys decide to do, this is the evidence.
Indeed.
So that's what I thought. This is a disclaimer from Obasanjo, and something spooky is coming. And I wasn't surprised about that, knowing how Nigeria operates. Obasanjo has no moral authority, no moral courage to even talk about criticizing anybody, because Fela himself, who he is, he's a Yoruba brother. Fela himself, it's even written in Fela songs. All his signatures are written, all his criminal signatures are written on Fela's song. Everywhere. We know about IPT. We know about the killing of Bola Ige, who is also a fellow Yoruba. This is a sitting president. You were a sitting president. And your attorney general of the federation was murdered in cold blood. There was no investigation. There was nothing. There are so many atrocities that have been committed in that country. So, we're talking about Delegiwa. Are we talking about Millionaire in a Crate, Maridiko? What are they making all this noise about? Jonathan, it's up to him now to decide on where he wants to belong to. Because when the chips comes down, they are going to run after him. And, go again. Right, a few days ago, about last week or so, that the Radio Biafra announced that they promoted the top army officers.
Yes.
I also thought that this is I was seeing Agui Irunsi coming back again.
The same thing. They will kill Jonathan, of course. Remember, kill him off.
Yeah, remember he promoted even those in the army, he promoted people.
Everybody.
Those people that killed him.
Ademoyoga, in fact, he promoted even including this coward from Yoruba, General Akinrode.
Exactly.
All of them promoted
them. Exactly. So it's not a surprise. Jonathan has to be careful watch his back, because these people are hell-bent to reclaim with Nigeria on through military. And they can come up with anything. Obasanjo just wrote this letter just to tell Nigeria that, that this guy is corrupt. This is the reason why he's eliminated.
That's correct.
Blah, blah, blah. So we have to be on our guard. And to our brothers and sisters in fellow Biafrans in United States, Director, I am so disappointed. But like Irania, who I'm always in contact almost on daily basis with, we are working on something. Since we are going to war, and I believe that when our boss kickstarts, when it starts, that is going to be one of the fastest train in this struggle.
I hope so.
Our people are still going through, which is so disappointing. They are going through post-traumatic Biafra Civil War syndrome. They don't want to talk about it.
That is not the reason. I think it's the hamburger, the size of it. It's the hamburger. It's very cheap.
The kids are grown here. They are scampering, trying, asking themselves what they want to do. What are they going to do? It's like somebody called from, I think, Ireland or so, saying that a lot of them have gotten grown kids. Some of them, they have not been home for many years. Some of them left immediately after school. They don't know what is going on in homeland. Their kids are grown here. They are, even now, I have been, once in a while, I get a letter or email from Union of North California, Igbo Union this, Igbo Union that. Nancy, it's so disappointing, because these people, their kids, when I see them with this, their chieftaincy and title or professor or whatever they call themselves, or doctor, whatever they call themselves, in allocation,
I couldn't stop every time when I see these idiots, you know, that I respect, but they don't know, they don't even want to respect themselves. How do you feel your people are being raped, your people are being killed, your state is being Islamized, and you're still talking about one Nigeria? And we are here, including myself, we are here, wiping us, cleaning toilets, doing nothing. You are a doctor, you are a PhD holder, but you are underutilized, you are underemployed, you are serving, you will train a little white boy. I'm sorry to say this, I don't want to be racial, but you train this little white boy, and you have PhD holder. This little boy doesn't even have a degree. After you finish training this boy will turn around, they'll come from the back, and then make him your manager. Does it not tell you something? What stops you from being a manager in Biafra land? What stops you from being an engineer in Biafra land? All these lawyers, Biafra lawyers in the United States, I am so disappointed in them, especially those ones that claim that they joined this struggle in the United States. But they are not making a big impact. When you call them, they come up with so many excuses, or they're treated with a lukewarm attitude. I thought that our lawyers, the so-called lawyers of different descent, would have launched, you know, be proactive like Palestine Mizu. You know, these people claim that they're lawyers, but they are not doing what lawyers are doing in this struggle. You know? So, my brothers and sisters, I want to use this opportunity to thank you all. You know, the struggle is on. Our contribution, we will keep on making it. And I am for, you know, dividing this, somebody called about apportioning some amount to people in different states. The earlier we do this, the better we raise this money to ship our transmitter home. God bless you all. God bless Biafra.
Thank you very much. I've spoken very well. Thank you very much for that. That is our brother from the U.S. We urge, we encourage, we keep pushing you guys to do the best you can for your country. Onyali, are you still with us? Fred Onyali, can you hear me? No, he's not there anymore. Fred Onyali can't hear me. This is Radio Biafra. We must proceed to bring our program to an end. We are outside the comforts of our studios today, but we are in London. Barrister Mamezu is with me, and this is Radio Biafra. The time now is approximately 28 minutes past 8 p.m. here in London and 28 minutes past 9 p.m. in Biafra land, where we come from. The very sceptred land where we are working tirelessly hard to go back to. A place where God gave our ancestors. A place where we have lived for thousands upon thousands of years. A place where we started practicing democracy before even the island of Greece were formed. Or the islands of Greece were formed. This is Radio Biafra. Barrister, you must commence. And let us bring this program to an end, please, if you may.
You mean we've started our descent?
We have, yes.
And of course, once director says, so it shall be done. Thank you, brothers and sisters, wherever you are, those who are able to get through and those who are not able to. Remember that, of course, we gather every day, every evening from 7 o'clock Biafra land, 6 o'clock United Kingdom time. We thank you for participating today, for those who are able to do, and tomorrow we will carry on. Bear in mind means assassination. Do for we are deceived too long. If you remain deceived, so you will remain forever. Nobody should be disillusioned. That for my and director, we are fighting for the people of Biafra.
Of course.
The reality is that we are going and join us in this struggle. Yoruba and Hausa, Fulani, Boko Haram,
wants to take good luck and put him either in prison him or they kill him, just like you have done in the past, from Babangida to Buhari, Buhari to Abacha, Abacha to Bamanga, Bamanga to Obasanjo. Biafrans, get up, stand up and rise up. Here on Radio Biafra, we will not allow all those wicked acts. Our money has been taken away just for these few weeks. 71.9 billion. The money to educate our people, the money to pay our teachers, the money to build a good hospital, the money for road constructions. None of them are with us. They have taken it into the land of the Europeans. Fashola and Tinubu have taken our money from Biafra land and look after Yoruba land. Unless you answer Adekule, they will not employ you. Our people, how long shall we remain stupid? If we talk, you go and tell your Yoruba masters, tell your Hausa Fulani masters, your people are trying to do this, they are trying to do that. Shame on those who betray the interest of Biafra. Shame on those who do not want Biafra to come. Unfortunately, Biafra is coming. For those who are upright, for those who are good, for those who are joining Biafra, for those who are making contributions, because we are on air on a daily basis and a lot of money is being paid. If you support Biafra, God will always support you. If you are against Biafra, Satan will take your hold. May God bless all of you and bless Biafra. Tomorrow is another day. Good night.
Thank you very much. That was the voice of the very eminent barrister and attorney at law here in the UK, Barrister Members, who was with me. Barrister will remain with me and until we get Biafra, isn't it? He's a good man. He's not going to join APC or join Bilia, are you? Never.
Sansam.
We are Radio Biafra and we are submissive and loyal to the government of the people of Biafra as interpreted in the indigenous people of Biafra answering to Biafrans in various countries of the world. The reason why we do what we do is not because we despise anybody, no, it's because we love you. We devote our time, our energy, our resources to serve our people in truth and in every honesty because we believe in the irreducibility of us as a people. We existed before the Greek city-states were formed that they said is the birthplace of democracy. No, we started practicing democracy before they were even created. That is why they don't want to hear from us. That's why they hate us. Because we are the children of Chukwu Abiam. We are blessed and we bring light to any part of the world, any village, any town we go to. That is why they don't want us to come out, because they know that an independent Biafra means that Africa will become developed. If Biafra is not free, Africa will remain the sad case of humanity for eternity. Now we are asking all of you, I must mention Osita. Osita is here in the UK with us. Osita loaded a van full of computers, accessories, and delivered. Yes, delivered to them. He is one of us. He's given us a brand new laptop. He loaded a van for us today. With what he gave us, we'll go a long way. A long way. There are Biafrans. And they say we don't love each other. And barrister, of course, I say thank you. I got on your phone here. Yes, I called upon our ancestors to understand that we are here to redeem their shattered honor. And that's what we're going to do. To all of you that have listened to us this very evening, we ask you to join us again. Same time tomorrow, 6 p.m. in London, 7 p.m. in Biafra land. That this is Radio Biafra, where we maintain that this Biafra we talk about every day is our religion. I'm not a Christian, I'm a Biafran. I worship Chukwu Abiam through Biafra.
And on this radio station is where we worship every day without fail. Because Chukwu Abiyama is our God. He will guide, sustain.
Triumphant.